Tinsley and Cantonment, just south of Century and the Alabama state line. Bluff Springs, Florida is a populated place that the government says, quote, is not a census designated or incorporated place having an official federally recognized. My mother was born there in Bluff Springs 104 years ago, yesterday, May 7th, 1912. As far as I know, her grandparents were farmers. We have a large photograph about like this of her paternal grandparents sitting in chairs in front of an old unpainted southern house, surrounded by their family of sons and daughters and their spouses, their husbands, wives, children, grandchildren. It's a wedding anniversary picture of my gentry great-grandparents. My grandmother and grandfather, Mamie and Walter Gentry, are there in the picture, as is my mother. My mother looks about 3 years old, so maybe 1915. Before that, they had moved from Bluff Springs, a few miles south to Pensacola, where my grandfather Walter joined his brothers Lee and Albert, and there may have been a fourth brother in the business. In the business of loans and pawns, and he did that all his working years. Gentry Brothers Loans and Pawns. They had several locations downtown during my growing up years, and the last one I remember was 10 East Intendencia, just a block off Palafox downtown. When I was growing up, our family radio, the big curved radio sitting on the floor down in the living room, there was a main and only electronic item in the house. Some of my clothes, particularly my sports jackets, my first wristwatch, my first radio, the two bicycles that I had during my childhood, all came from Gentry Brothers. If your grandfather is a pawnbroker, you grow up with nothing new, and it's fine. Mama's May 7th birthday was always mixed up with Mother's Day, and as a boy, I always tried, not always successfully, depending on the resources I had at hand. I tried to have her a present for both occasions, for her birthday and Mother's Day. I enjoyed buying gifts for my mother, and always felt that she loved whatever it was, but mothers are that way. My mother was generally my champion, always bragging on me, not always good if you are a boy. And I remember that when I was growing up, she used to say to her friends in my presence and in my hearing, maybe to help me overcome my extreme shyness, but it had the exact opposite effect, you see. She would say, look at Bubba, isn't he handsome? Which for a growing up boy was humiliating, turned my face bright red. Until the day I asked Mama, don't do that. Please never do that because it embarrasses me so. And she stopped. But she changed it to telling people again and still in my presence and hearing, it embarrasses him so when I say how handsome he is. And I can't do that anymore. And mothers can be helpful, or mothers can make you want to drop through the floor. My mother went to parents' night at Bay High School when I was a freshman. It was the fall of 1949. I was 14 years old. Bill Weeks, Mr. Weeks, the American history teacher, had graded me C on the first report card. And when my mother met him that night, he said to me, oh, yes. And he assured my mother, he's average. And my mother exploded viciously. He is not average. And she went into such a tirade of fury that other parents eased quietly out of the room. While my mother had to go, and my history teacher, thank God, I was at home, but she told me about later, and I was so humiliated that the next day in class, I wouldn't even look at Mr. Weeks, but he came over to my desk, and he said, your mother really bit a chunk out of me last night. We're here in church this morning, and so on a religious note, will say that my mother put the fear of God in Bill Weeks. My grades in his class were A's from the known including through world history years later as a senior. I remember and honor my mother today, and that's why we're here today. It's Mother's Day. It's our very special service. It's frankly the most wonderful day of our church year. Children doing lots of things in worship this day to bless our mothers by serving God in mother's honor. But you know, the Christmas holidays, looking back a bit, the Christmas holidays can be very hard on people, making some folks very sad and depressed, or grieving while everyone else is having a big celebration. And it's not only Christmas. I read with sadness just this week that some people skip the Mother's Day observances because they're not mothers. They never will be, either by choice or because that's the way life has gone for them. Some are disappointed, sad, bitter, even grieving. But it's not a day to be honored because you're a mother. It's not a day to be honored because you're a mother, or a day to feel sad because you're not a mother. It's a day to honor your own mother. Every person here has or has had a mother. And this is a day to honor them, to bless them for the gift of life that they've given us. It's not simply a day to receive honor, but especially a day to give honor to your mother, even as Jesus honored his mother. And looking in the Gospels, in the Gospel story, after Matthew's and Luke's, our best stories about Jesus and his mother Mary are found in the Gospel according to John. And early on, you will remember this, early on the Holy Family lived in Nazareth, and in John's Gospel, Jesus and his family had gone up to a wedding in Cana of Galilee. Looking at the map, that's about 6 miles north. And the wedding party drinks up all the wine, which would be a great, terrible embarrassment. And Mary tells Jesus, they have no wine. And Jesus says, I visualize him as a young man who definitely does not like his friends to see him with his doting mother hanging around, still telling him what to do. He's red-faced and embarrassed, and I've been there. And he says, can I? Mother, it's none of our business. But he does as she hopes. And it's Jesus honoring his mother. John's other story is dear to me. John's other story is at the cross. Jesus crucified in bloody, agonizing, excruciating pain, and he's right there at the point of death. And he looks down and he sees his dearest friend standing there with his mother. And he knows that from this day forward, she'll have no one to look after her. And that was not a good thing in that day and age. And he says lovingly to his mother, can I behold your son? And to his best friend, he says, behold your mother. And the Bible says that the friend took Mary into his home that very hour. Jesus honoring his mother throughout his life. I do not have a lot to say to you today in my heart and sharing a bit with you today, hoping it may stir some of your own memories. I honor my mother who gave me life and who always loved me. I always knew that. If I remember her lovingly, somewhat ironically this morning, maybe you are remembering and loving your mother. Also, remember and give thanks for Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, mother of our Lord who gave life to Jesus.